But during the Magen Midvno, we were learning about prayer. The Magen Midvno had gone off on a Kabbalistic tangent here about the effects of prayer in heaven. And we're continuing on page Shin Ayin Hei. V'atam ke'omer rabotin zichonam nivracha botzeh berech nietz Hashem. Our sages say about the verse, he who stole and blessed, so his blessing is actually blasphemy towards heaven. Rabbi Eliezer omer harei shegazal zachitim. Rabbi Eliezer says, this is talking about a person who stole a volume of wheat, about 2 liters of wheat, maybe more, 6 liters of wheat. Utchana ve'afa'a, he ground it, he baked it, v'frish mimena chala, and then he takes off the chala that he's supposed to give the kohen. So it's stolen goods, right? He stole the wheat, he made the bread, now he wants to give chala to the kohen. Kitzad mevarech, now he's coming to make a blessing. Blessed are you, Hashem, who commanded me to take off challah from this bread. Right? Challah is the amount you're supposed to take off a certain amount of dough when you make break bread. You take off a certain amount of dough to give the kohen. Today we don't give the kohen, we take off the challah and we burn it because our kohanim are impure. But so this fellow who stole the dough, how's he going to make a blessing? That's not a blessing, that's blasphemy. Why do we make a blessing? We said that the blessing is what allows us to eat the food. The food, the whole world belongs to Hashem. Hashem says, you make a blessing, you can eat it. You don't make a blessing, you're stealing from me. Well, this guy stole the wheat itself. So how does the blessing take him out of that state of being a thief? We saw the Talmud says, by making a blessing, you're not a thief. You're entitled to the food. Hashem says, it's all mine, but I'll let you have it if you make a blessing. Yeah, and this guy's making a blessing, but it's all stolen goods.
So if you don't make the blessing, it's worse because you're stealing from Hashem.
Okay. V'rak zelat tachat yado, im ken mapal bevirchato. And this fellow who's stolen this flour, this wheat, so what's his blessing going to accomplish? V'udome lechad nichmuru chamav aleanish yeshkera b'malbushav. You know what he's similar to? A guy walks down the street, he sees a pauper. The pauper's clothing are torn. And then he says to him, let me fix that for you. So he takes the garment and he sews it. He stitches it. And as he's stitching it, he tears a much bigger tear in another part of the garment. Then he gives it back to him. He says, here, I fixed the rip. So the poor man looks at him. He says, but you give back to me with a much, much bigger hole, right? Yeah, of course, he's going to be very upset at him. He's saying, you're making fun of me. What'd you do? You ruined my garment. And maybe this is the reasoning behind what our sages taught. The Talmud asks a scary question. Why is it that usually the sons of rabbis are not rabbis? Usually people who are learned, their children are, whatever. Not like them. The Talmud gives an interesting answer. The Talmud says, because their parents, the rabbi, didn't make a blessing before learning Torah. This is the Kabbalistic idea, the Magen Midvno had said before, that when we make a blessing, we're invoking blessing to the future. And if a person doesn't invoke that blessing, so then the blessing doesn't come out later. So here, this person needs it for his kids, and because he can sometimes feel like he's got it without the blessing, he already has the Torah without making the blessing. So then when the blessing has to come to play for his own children, it's not there for them. And that's why our sages went so far as to say that when a person doesn't make a blessing, chaveru liish mashchit, it's as though he's joined up with the most destructive person. It's as though he's joined Yeravam ben Nevat, who sinned and caused all of Israel to sin. Because when a person doesn't make a blessing, so he causes the whole world to suffer. If he doesn't make a blessing, the Magen Midvno explained there'll be less blessing in the world. There'll be less blessing. There'll also be less capacity to learn Torah. So in effect, he's hurting everyone. He's hurting, so to speak, the Creator. He's hurting the people of Israel. Because what Hashem wants most is that the world has it good. as the Medrash, as the Tanit Ve'elio begins, that Hashem is always looking out for good. Hashem created a world where Hashem wants it to be good for all of us. He gave us the capacity to destroy that. He gave us Bchira Chofshit, where we can make things go bad for ourselves. But Hashem created a world where things are supposed to go good for us. In next week's parsha, we'll see how the brothers meet up with Yosef. They come away from Yosef, and suddenly they find their money's back in their sack, and they say to themselves, wait a second, we paid for these goods. How come the money's here? It must be they're plotting. They're making a pogrom. They're going to make a blood libel against us. They're going to say that we stole all this money. They look at the money, and they say, Mazot asa Elokim lanu. What did Hashem just do to us? We know the truth. Who put the money in the sack? Yosef had it put in the sack. Who put Yosef in that position? They did it to themselves. But, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ivelet Adam tesalef darko, man's own foolishness destroys his path in life. Ve'al Hashem yizaf libo. And he looks at Hashem and says, what'd you do to me? Right? That's how we live our lives. We make the mistakes and then we turn to Hashem and say, why'd you do this to me? When we get it right, when life goes well for us, then we take all the credit, right? I was so smart. I did that so well. But when things go wrong, so then we turn to Hashem and say, what'd you do to me? So this is a very important concept. He's saying, when we look at the world, Hashem created a world for good. Hashem created a world where things are supposed to go right. But we can destroy that. We are given free will. And more than we enjoy the receiving of Hashem's good, Hashem enjoys giving. So this idea that the one who gives enjoys giving more than the one who receives has a famous line. The story goes that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came to Rabbi Akiva and told him to teach him. And Rabbi Akiva wasn't willing. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, my father Yochai is one of the barons here. I'm going to tell him he's going to punish you if you don't teach me. And Rabbi Akiva said, you think I don't want to teach you? Yotel mima she'egel rotze linok. More than the calf wants to nurse, apara rotza leanik. The mother cow wants to give her milk. Meaning that's the nature of parents. A normal parent wants to give the child more than the child wants to receive. You want to give whatever you can. If only you could, you give more. That's the way a normal parent feels to their child.
Just like a teacher.
Okay, teacher also.
You can use
the
same words as a teacher.
Yeah, one of the things that we always have to work on ourselves as teachers is not to go overtime. I used to go, classes used to officially end at 10 and we would end at 11:30 until they told me it's a bad idea. Saying, all my classes used to go overtime a lot. And then they told me it's not good. The guys then don't get up in the morning, knocks them out of whack. But we used to have like the official schedule and our learning had nothing to do with it. We'd start when it said we should start and we'd end whenever we finished. But then I realized it's not good for the guys. The guys need to get on a schedule when they go to sleep and stuff. So, yeah, that's true. V'amoneh ha'shefa u'mafsida v'eno maneach elam kabel le'anot mimena az nikra gozel ha'kadosh baruch hu. So when a person withholds, he doesn't make a blessing. So then the world is not deserving, and then Hashem doesn't give more blessing to the world. So then we said that affects, Hashem wants to give the world blessings. So in that sense, so to speak, he's stealing from heaven. There's no other understanding. What does it mean he's stealing from Hashem? He's not taking anything from Hashem. But Hashem says, I want to give blessing to the world. Make it possible for me. Obviously, Hashem could do anything. But Hashem says, there's this system and you can cause it that I won't give blessing to the world. So that's the idea that when a person doesn't make a blessing, he, so to speak, he's stealing from heaven. He's withholding the capacity to give good. You guys will see this as parents. I had this past Shabbos. I bought sufganiyot. I bought donuts for the kids. Educationally, it was more correct, in accordance with their behavior, not to give them this reward. So the sufganiyot sat on the counter. I wasn't going to eat that much oil. But they didn't get them Shabbos. And I look at them at the end of Shabbos, and I feel really bad. I want to give them to the kids. But I have to do what's right for them. Their behavior didn't warrant getting sufganiyot this Shabbos. So as a parent, you're staying there. You want to give. But that's not what's right for them. That's the Magid Midovna says. That's the idea of stealing from Hashem. Hashem says, I want to give the world. And when a person does things that Hashem says, now I can't. It's just not right. The world isn't deserving. So that's the idea. That's how he explains the idea of when a person disregards making blessings over food and then causes the world to be not deserving of getting blessings from above, So then he is, so to speak, stealing from above. He's stealing from the heavens.